Exodus chapter 18. After about a year of absence, Moses is reunited with his wife and children. Although Gershon and Eliezer would now live under the same tent, the Bible story makes us think that Moses, with his multiple duties, lived as many parents live in our day. Sometimes the immigrant's life requires it. When the parents leave to work, their children are still sleeping, and when they return, they're already in bed. It's not the load that breaks you down, it's the way you carry it. Moses apparently had no one to share his burdens with. Although the presence of God is sufficient, it helps us to share our burdens with others. Otherwise, you and these people will come to you, and they will wear themselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it. Precisely, that was the wise advice of his father-in-law. Moses did everything Jethro told him. He chose men of virtue, taught them, and then delegated their tasks. Let's imitate his example. A shared joy is double the joy, and a shared sorrow becomes only half a sorrow. Don't carry the burden alone. Find someone to pray and share your burden.